Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo back in the saddle today. Myself, Allie Mack, and Dylan, who is going to need to help me figure out who yells their name first in a few minutes when we've got Throwback Thursday trivia coming up. But first, we'll get into the front page. NBA Finals get kicked off tonight. It's Thunders versus Pacers. Now, the Thunder are the favorites in this series. They're 80-18 in the regular and postseason, and they are the youngest team to make the NBA Finals in 48 years.
Yeah, I'm torn on this because I don't want to see Tyrese Halliburton's dad having anything to gloat about, but Halliburton I have a lot of respect for. I have equally a lot of respect for SGA, and part of me wants to see, like, them win, so Seattle fans get in their bag because they took their team from them. So I think I might be able to watch and just say, I don't care. I might be able to enjoy the finals for once and not have a team I pull against or for and just watch it and then hopefully enjoy seven games of fantastic basketball.
I think, and to your point real quick about Tyrese Halliburton, I agree because he got voted in, you know, in the anonymous players poll, the most overrated player. And for him to come back and basically say blank you to everybody that said I was underrated, I think that is a great story.
And are you like me where it's been, you've been quietly just like enjoying every time he does well because
Oh, yeah.
of that?
His dad
just kind of ruined it for me.
Exactly. But also, I can watch this and feel good about it because I like how both teams – I like both teams' roads here. Oklahoma City built it up in a way where they said, we're going to build this on our own. We're going to draft well, and we're going to rely upon our drafting and getting draft picks and using our draft picks well to build a team that is built for now and for the future. And then for Indiana, they kind of just, for lack of a better term, stuck with the process. Not to, you know, go Philly on you or anything, but they stuck with the process. They, you know, made some trades here and there, but they stuck with the solid core of
the Siakam trade was big.
Well, yes, the Siakam trade did get them in the hump, but again, they had kind of built up to making that move to help get them over the hump, and then they did trade for Tyrese Halliburton too, but they traded for him when he was a younger player, like only a year or two in the league. But I just like the fact how both teams got here. Felt like they both kind of built their teams in the right way and not just try to put together a big super team, but got solid players and built around them the way they need to be built around. So I like both this. I think it'll be a competitive series, but I got OKC in six.
That's game one tonight. That's 8:30 Eastern. That'll be on ABC. So it'll be I think you're right, Bo. I think it'll be nice to kind of watch a series where I'm like, you know what? I could probably pull for either one of these squads. So that'll be interesting to watch. Speaking of big signings and getting over the hump, not that Georgia needs them, but four-star cornerback Justice Fitzpatrick committed to Georgia yesterday. Now, he is the younger brother of former Alabama All-American and five-time Pro Bowler Minkah Fitzpatrick. So I got more than a few texts yesterday. They're like, what's the deal with this? Bama wasn't even a finalist. Like, in all those relationships that you would think that would be big when it comes to the Fitzpatrick family in Tuscaloosa, no longer there anymore. Obviously, Kalen DeBoer, for whatever reason, never quite landed with Justice Fitzpatrick. He's the number three cornerback prospect and number 41 overall recruit in the 2026 ESPN 300. So he is After having a finalist list of Florida, Miami, Ohio State, Texas, and Georgia, he's headed to Athens. So interesting to kind of keep tabs on his career because obviously his brother is one of the GOATs in college football.
Yeah, he was a really good player.
Still is.
I get a little bit irked when people are like, well, he should be going to Bama. It's where his brother, you know, what does it matter? I mean, you know, he went.
Not anymore, it doesn't.
Well, and you go to the place that's best for you, right? I mean, you go to the situation that's best for you, not because where your brother may or may not play. And didn't Kirby, he was a part of the recruiting of Minka, right?
Yeah, because, he would have been. Yeah, so, he would have been the early, yep. I think Minka was there 2015 to 2017, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, it would have fit right in line with Kirby recruiting. Yep.
So maybe relationships are still there, right?
There you go.
Well, we've got a headline that I think we've all been waiting to see in the front page for a while. Yesterday, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred said he's going to propose the automated ball strike system. It could be implemented as soon as next season. Now, human umpires are still going to make the call, but batters, pitchers, they can challenge it by tapping their helmet. Tapping their head, and both teams would start with two challenges. This has been beta tested in the minors. I saw them doing it in Gwinnett a few weeks ago. I love it.
Yeah, it happened in spring training, if I'm not mistaken,
it did.
Where you could challenge. It makes a ton of sense. And when we look at all the close calls that could decide games on third strikes, it's going to be a big deal.
Who was it two or three days ago, a player got thrown out, ejected, because he tapped his helmet? Now, he at the plate, it was a bad strike call, and he kind of did it, but like then he kind of acted like he was adjusting it, and the umpire was like, no way, and he threw him out, I thought he was going to hit the umpire, like it was really bad. Good, I've seen, you know, the only thing that's worse than watching Michael Harris swing it strike three with the bases loaded to the ball on the ground is watching guys like Ozuna and Eli White take strike three outside of the zone and you get called a strike. That's the only thing worse than that. So, yeah.
Michael Harris swung it like four pitches outside of the zone. I don't even want to get started. It makes me sad.
That was very defeating. Let's do something fun instead.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about to get loud in here because
Mike!
Oh, sorry. We are doing Throwback Thursday trivia, NFL Legends Edition. Woo! Bo, did you have a question?
I was just going to say it was Taylor Wallace from the Rays. I wanted to make sure I corrected myself because, you know, it's rare that I'm wrong, so I have to make sure.
Right.
All right.
To Google.
So far for this series of Throwback Thursday trivia, Mike is leading 2-1, but you could tie it up today.
I don't know why y'all make everything competition.
Your name is your buzzer, and Dylan is going to help me figure out who says their name first, because since this is all about NFL players, I feel like you guys are going to knock this one out of the park.
I have as little confidence as I've had since we started doing
this
in NFL Legends. Yeah, this is a tough one for me. If it was baseball Legends, I'd probably stand a better chance. Yeah, I grew up on the baseball, so we'll see.
Okay, we'll see. All right, question number one. Which NFL Hall of Fame quarterback has played for both the Vikings and the Packers?
Mike. Brett Favre.
Correct. After you say you're not going to know any of these.
I'm surprised. Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't get that one for me because I was like, huh? Okay.
All right, 1-0. Who was the oldest quarterback to win the Super Bowl?
Mike.
All right.
Tom Brady.
Correct. All right, Bo. Are you still hungover?
I'm not talking any trash. He's had comebacks the last three times we've done this. So.
That's true. All right. So question number three. Mike is leading 2-0. Which retired NFL coach was nicknamed the Big Tuna?
Bo. Bill Parcells.
Correct. All right. Question number four. Who anchored the steel curtain?
Who anchored the steel curtain?
Mm-hmm. Bo. Mean Joe Green.
That is correct. All right, it is tied up. 2-2.
There we go. I see. I knew it was coming.
What is the name of the former Detroit Lions quarterback who allegedly cursed the team after being traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I'm going to take a swing.
Ring in with your name. Ring in with
Bo,
your name. There you go.
I don't know. Rodney Pete?
Incorrect. Any guesses, Mike?
No. Charlie Batch.
No.
It was
Bobby Lane.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a damn 70s question. I know Bobby Lane.
Where's Dave Archer when you need him, for the love?
Yeah.
Okay.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, question number 6. What Falcon had the nickname Primetime?
Bo. Deion Sanders.
Did you know that one was coming?
No, but you know what?
Did you look over his shoulder?
Here's the thing. He froze on that one like I froze on Brady. Because yeah. I was like, are you serious? It can't be.
Well, you know what's funny? I thought she was going to say the hammer. And I was like just ready to say, to buzz in and say Jesse Tuckle. And when she said Primetime, I was like, oh, not the hammer. Oh. Okay, there it goes.
Okay, question number 8, I believe, okay. Or 7. Either way, Mike's got 2, Bo's got 3. All right, okay. Who was the first NFL player to declare, I'm going to Disney World in a TV commercial after winning the Super Bowl?
Joe Montana?
No.
Man, I have no idea. Like, I mean, no clue.
Dylan, do you know this one? He's going to say no.
Heck no, he didn't know.
Absolutely not. No clue.
None. I just thought I'd give you a chance.
Happened before you.
Oh, I appreciate it, Allie.
Was it Phil Sims?
It was Phil Sims, yeah.
I knew it was in the 80s.
I would have never guessed Phil Sims, and I like Phil Sims.
Was that? I think it was the 86 Super Bowl.
And now it lives on. Okay, what quarterback won Super Bowls for the Broncos and the Colts?
Bo.
Mike.
Bo.
Peyton Manning.
Were you questioning your name on that one?
I was. I don't know why I was. I don't know why I was. So I might be.
You I'm getting smoked right
you
now.
You might be right. I might still be hungover. Because I was like, was it Peyton Manning?
All right. So far, it's Mike 2, Bo 4. All right. Which New York Giants wide receiver? Oh yeah. Okay. Which New York Giants wide receiver made the infamous helmet catch in
Bo.
Super Bowl? Yes.
Golly.
I literally blanked on his name.
You got a chance to steal Mike in 3, 2.
Yeah, I completely blanked on his name.
David Tyree.
Yeah. That is it.
I completely, I had his name in my head, and when she gave it to me, I was like, oh.
Yeah. Needed that one. Needed that one. That was going to get out of hand if
it
I didn't get that one.
3-4.
I blanked on that in the middle of it.
Shout out to Bo's brain for the assist.
Yeah, it is not working well.
Which legendary running back is the man of the year?
Walter Payton.
Okay. 3-5, Bo is in the lead.
Is your brain working over there?
She said man, and he said Bo.
I knew it was Walter Payton.
I know. I did too as soon as she said it.
Who kicked the longest field goal in NFL history at 66 yards?
A bunch of DUIs.
I think I might know this one.
Really? It's,
well, I know.
I know whose
record he broke.
I think he
broke
it changed.
Jason Elam's record, I think.
That's the one I was talking about.
I don't think it was Jason Elam, though, that would kick the 66-yarder.
I'm going to.
3, 2.
God, what is wrong
Sebastian
with me?
Janikowski. I have no idea.
Justin Tucker.
And I knew it. I couldn't think of his name, but I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to.
You didn't know that.
No, I didn't want to give it.
There's a bunch of DUIs.
Well, no, I saw Elam, but once he broke his record,
here,
I knew it was Tucker.
I'm not giving you credit.
I would have got it wrong. I would have said Matt Prater. He held it for a little bit, but I guess Tucker
I
broke
thought
it.
Thought Elam. Had the 63-yarder for a long time.
Well, but he tied Tom Dempsey's 63 record.
Mm-hmm.
All right, as it stands, Mike's got 3, Bo's
he
got
had half
5.
A foot, Tom
Dempsey. I need this one right here.
What 2 players hold the NFL single season sack record with 22.5 sacks?
It's Michael Strahan, and I believe it's TJ Watt.
That is correct.
Nice work.
All right, let's go with one more.
That was more than I thought Michael Strahan had. That's why I stopped. I was like,
thought he word was shared. And I knew his record wasn't broken yet.
Yeah, all right, that's on me.
Last one. What NFL legend showed up on the Brady Bunch after Bobby lied to his friends saying that this football player,
Joe Namath.
That is correct. All right, for a bonus point. Speaking of Joe Namath, he was the first quarterback to throw for how many yards?
3,000?
4,000?
4,000.
There you go. Give me the bonus point.
All right, Bo, you still won. It was 6-5 on that. So now it's tied up for the season 2-2.
Oh, man. Nice work. Nice work. I knew that I was going to struggle through some of those. That's Squidbilly's wheelhouse right there. So kudos. Hats off, man. All right, we got to go to break. Nice job, Allie. A lot of fun always to do the trivia on the Thursdays. Look, when we come back, man, it's time to have a tough conversation, and Bo's probably not going to like it, but we got to talk about the Braves. We spent all season wondering what pieces the Braves could add. I'm going to be honest. I think it's time to start talking about what pieces they need to make available, and we'll talk about that on the other side of the break.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.